Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. 622, Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons. As plans for an Indian Tribe Casino in Lansing move ahead, there's no question that it would be beneficial economically to the city, bringing in an expected $5 to $6 million a year. But what about all the other things casinos can bring, like gambling addictions? Some even suggesting gaming opens the door to undesirable activities like money laundering, prostitution, and organized crime. Well, to find out if we should have some concerns, I'm joined by Michigan State University professor Donald Holacek, who teaches courses on casino management at the School of Hospitality Business. Don, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining me. I know you co-authored a study after the three casinos in Detroit were opened about the impact there. But let me ask you first, is there any real comparison between downtown Lansing right now and the Detroit neighborhoods before the casinos were brought in there?
Oh, not a lot of similarities. I think the situation in Detroit was far worse than it is in Lansing, from the standpoint of the crime rate in the community.
So your study then, break it down. I know it generally found that crimes were reduced, I guess, near the casino areas.
Well, what we basically were looking for was an increase in crime. That's what we would have expected. What we actually found was a decrease in crime. Now, we didn't attribute that necessarily to the casino development. I think it was just a fact that the economy was improving and situation in general was just better off. So what we concluded was there was no evidence that crime actually increased. At least did not increase a lot.
Is it fair to say that there are negative factors associated with casinos, and we really shouldn't have them in every town?
Well, yes, there are negative factors. I think there are negative factors associated with any form of economic development. I think casinos are the most regulated industry existing in the United States today. So inherently, I don't think there are any particular reasons to be concerned about casinos.
Do you gamble yourself, I wonder?
On occasion.
I have to admit, I've occasionally done it also, but I discovered quickly that it's a great way to lose money. In fact, isn't that the real problem with casinos, the fact that in the end, people that live near casinos, go to casinos, will simply lose the money they have?
No, that's not really the case. I think what happens is that most of the casinos in Michigan have become basically senior recreation centers. Major population in most casinos, especially during the week, are senior citizens that have very little other outlets in terms of recreation. And if casinos would bankrupt everybody in the community, we would have a lot of bankrupt communities that doesn't exist. I think if we look around, there's a lot of communities striving to get casinos. So if the message there was that they're stealing all of our money, I don't think we would have so much support for casinos. On the other hand, yeah, some people have problems with casinos. But look around. We're talking today, the news headlines. The Michigan Lottery wants to start selling tickets online. In casinos, you can exclude yourself from going to a casino. If you have a problem with buying too many shoes, you can't exclude yourself from going to Macy's and buying more shoes. So I think it's a very socially sensitive type of industry, and there's some problems associated with it. The biggest problem I think you hinted at, I think, would be in the short run especially, would be problem gaming. Some people not familiar with casinos might go and get a little bit carried away in terms of their gambling. But most people gamble responsibly in casinos. I think the potential population of problem gamers in a community ranges from like 3 to 4 to 5%. So, there are some vulnerable people, but 95% of the people can enjoy a casino experience safely without losing all their money.
Well, that is interesting. I remember being in one of the Detroit casinos, and it looked like all kinds of, I guess, less than happy people is what I was seeing, but maybe that was my perspective. But in terms of the a casino coming to a wholesome city like Lansing, is that necessarily something we want as part of our culture here, even though there is a lot of money that comes with it?
Well, I suppose that what we find is something like 70% of the population either goes to casinos or finds casinos an acceptable form of entertainment. So the bulk of the population would see it as an appropriate addition to the community. In particular, I got into this because I was interested in primarily in tourism and what the linkage between tourism and casino development. And it would add, I think, to the entertainment district down in Lansing. And I think it would be a positive addition overall. Of course, anytime we look at something like this, we have to balance the costs and benefits. And I think what the political folks that will be making the decision, that's what they basically have to do, is to take a look at the jobs, the entertainment, created by this, and compare that and balance it against the obvious potential cost.
In terms of security, though, I'm guessing we would have to see higher levels of security, at least in the near surrounding area of the casino.
Well, within the casino itself and the part of the casino that is controlled, that is probably some of the most secure territory in the city of Lansing, or would be. Now, what happens outside that zone that the casino directly controls is probably going to be no worse than what we would find any place where there's money. For example, banks. Banks are vulnerable. People go there, and Willie Sutton said, why do you rob banks? It's because that's where the money is. So whenever you have a concentration of people and a concentration of money, you're going to get some increase in crime.
Well, thankfully, most of the people leaving the casino won't be carrying too much money with them.
No, not if it's going to be successful.
Michigan State University professor Donald Holacek, he teaches courses in casino management at the university. Donald, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, you're most welcome.